Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lehrer on WNYC. And if New York City's busy tech sector seemed a little bit of a ghost town last week, maybe it was because they were all at South by Southwest, the interactive part of that festival in Austin. Manoush Zomorodi of WNYC's New Tech City was among the tech heavy hitters participating or covering Saturday's day-long Made in New York event, and she joins us now back here in New York. Welcome home.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Do any non-New Yorkers show up to an event like this? Is it kind of, you know, a progress report on the state of the city's tech industry?
You know, there was a big joke going around that all the New Yorkers had to come to Austin to actually hang out and see each other because they're so busy when they're in New York, they need to go somewhere else to actually have a powwow. So basically what they had was this day-long event that was sort of set up with tables that were manned by really the CEOs of some of the biggest startups in New York City. And I thought that this was going to be, you know, the I Love New York version for the tech sector, right? This Made in New York thing. But really, you know, Brian, it ended up being a job fair. These companies are looking for people. They were there to recruit the computer coders, the developers, all the people that they need to make their vision, which of course New York isn't lacking in, make them actually come true technically.
So there are startups looking for hello, New York, job openings, startups, tech startups who cannot find qualified people here in New York City. That's what you're telling us.
That is exactly what is going on. And so they have to say, you should come to New York. Yes, it's a little bit scary. Yes, it's very expensive. But what you're going to get here is innovation, diversity, creativity, and inroads into the pillars of New York City's industries like media, fashion, publishing, you name it.
You said some of New York's biggest tech startups. What are some of those names?
Okay, so I spoke to the CEO of Shutterstock, which is a stock photo subscription service. And this is a New Yorker who founded the company, I think, in 2003. He was his own first photographer, and they have grown at a huge clip. He says that they're selling 2 images per second. They've sold 280 million of them. And what he needs is not just coders to create the software, but people who understand how to change it constantly, constantly, constantly. And so, you know, and talk to somebody else who's this kid from Detroit who's thinking about moving to New York. And he, you know, I said, well, why not? Doesn't Detroit need your talents more than New York City? And he said, yes, but there's not the infrastructure there. I'm not learning enough there. I want to be part of a scene that's already established in some ways, but that also has an energy, a passion, and a network that Detroit just doesn't have yet.
Greg David of Crain's New York Business has argued here and elsewhere that the New York City tech industry is a bubble that is not sustainable and will eventually go bust. And if nothing else, it's being overrated in the press now because it really does not hold a candle to Silicon Valley even today. And you moderated a debate with him on this issue just a few months ago. Did you get a sense of popular opinion about the industry's future while in Austin?
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I think that this is a debate that's sort of changing. I think the old guard, not accusing him of being of the old guard, but the old guard is saying, you know success when you have a major IPO, when your company goes public in a big way and there's some big money, and that's when we'll know that New York can actually be a player. And I think what a lot of the people in the tech industry are saying is, like, that's not how we're measuring success anymore, first of all. And secondly, these are companies that don't exist as tech companies. There's a lot of talk about that New York is about slash tech, so fashion slash tech, media slash tech, finance slash tech, and that it's tech that's integrated into the city, unlike, say, in Silicon Valley or Austin or the city of San Francisco.
Does that mean that the tech sector here isn't really inventing stuff? They're just providing IT services for New York's major industries?
I think that they're building on the major industries. So, for example, one of the companies that's touted as a really, you know, New York success story is Warby Parker. They're an eyeglasses company. You can buy eyeglasses online, fashionable, nice eyeglasses that you can also return. They make it really easy. And they, you know, why should Warby Parker be based here and not in Silicon Valley? Well, They want to be part of the fashion scene as well, and they want to be part of the tastemaker scene. Sorry, but fashion tastemakers aren't going to be found in Silicon Valley.
At the same time, there are some famous downsides to launching a business in New York, like the overhead costs.
Absolutely. I mean, real estate is an issue that's not going to go away. And the other thing that kept being brought up was the fact that Mayor Bloomberg will, you know, his term is ending, and he is really considered a champion of the tech sector and isn't going to be around anymore. And people are wondering, you know, do the new mayoral candidates really have a sense of what the tech scene needs? And do they have the entrepreneurial spirit that Mayor Bloomberg brought by virtue of his history as a media entrepreneur?
Were they talking about the Bloomberg launched Cornell, Technion, Applied Sciences campus?
A little bit. You know, it sort of is it's not as big a deal as I think they would like it to be. It's been mentioned as like, and this is happening, right? So I think there's a...
Well, it's only starting,
it's
right?
Only
they
starting.
Only have their first class
exactly.
Going on this term.
Yes. But I think that's a longer term vision. And a lot of these people want action now, let's do it, iterate, disrupt, you know, all these words that get thrown around.
But the point of it is supposed to be, I think, to provide the labor pool so that companies won't face the problem that you came on talking about in your first answer, right? Not enough qualified workers to work in the tech sector in New York City.
And that's absolutely right. And when I asked the city's chief digital officer, Rachel Hout, you know, what happens once the mayor does leave, you know, of course, her answer is going to be, we have set the wheels in motion, that things like Cornell Technion are going to provide the coders of the future. So not next year, but 5 years.
You spent some time on the way down to Austin on New York's startup bus. And
well, I won't claim to have actually driven with them. I bid them goodbye from Union Square, and then I met them on the other end.
You did.
Yes.
But do I understand correctly that on the bus was a 72-hour hackathon, a kind of, you know, in-transit tech competition?
That's exactly right. It was a hackathon on wheels. They met up last Sunday morning at the Starbucks on Union Square, about 30 of them. I mean, Brian, you know, I think when I was 23 years old, getting on a bus ride for that long, I would not have been getting on to found a company. That's what they were doing. They were like, we are going to come out the other end with some amazing ideas. And they did. And one of the New York teams actually won the entire national competition.
Really? What was it?
So the idea is Career Mob. And so there were 8 buses that came from all over the country and Mexico City. They met up in Texas and they had a big pitch-a-thon. And the winner is Career Mob. And what it is about helping veterans get jobs once they come back to the States.
There was no ping pong table on the bus, right? Because usually you can't be real tech startup without a ping pong table on your premises.
No, but there was a bathroom, which I think is much more vital.
This is good for an intercity bus. A week from tomorrow, I should mention, for people interested in this conversation, that would be Tuesday, March 19th. Manoush will be moderating a panel discussion in WNYC's Green Space about women, technology, careers, and having it all. Did this hot topic come up or dominate any of the conversation in Austin?
Oh, my God. It was everywhere. You know, basically, women in tech have taken this subject. They are leading the debate right now. We've got Sheryl Sandberg's book that's coming out today, Lean In, where she says women really need to lean into their careers. We've got the discussion about Marissa Meyer, the CEO of Yahoo, who changed their work flex policy.
I think there's a new one word in English now. It's Marissa Meyer, Sheryl Sandberg.
Yes, that's
word.
Right. And you can add a little Anne-Marie Slaughter at the end with for a little flourish, if you like.
That was last year's Women in the Workplace.
So I went to see her speak, actually. And there was definitely a packed house. And there was also a lot of discussion about, you know, what kind of technology can be used by parents to make flex time work. And so Yammer was a platform that got bandied about a lot. And it's nice to see that there are very specifics that the tech community is trying to contribute to that conversation. We'll touch on a lot more of that next week.
In the event in the Green Space. And listeners, you can find tickets for that event at thegreenspace.org. How about the specific work from home question that Marissa Meyer at Yahoo has obviously brought to the headlines?
I think there's real conflict in the women community about this. On the one hand, they want to say, come on, lady, you're supposed to be leading the way with all of this. On the other hand, she's a CEO. If she's got to do what she's got to do, she obviously is trying to turn a very big boat in a different direction. And if that's what she feels necessary, they sort of accept that too. ambivalent.
So did you get to see any music while you were in Austin? That's what South by Southwest is still most famous for to most people.
No, but I did see Grumpy Cat, Mashable. One of the magazines has this cat with a big frown that everybody wanted to have their picture taken with. It was slightly pathetic, actually.
And actually, I was just told that those festivals don't even run simultaneously anymore. The music festival starts tomorrow at South by Southwest. So WNYC's Manu Somorodi hosts our program New Tech City and travel with the New York tech startup community to South by Southwest Interactive in Austin. Thanks for your report.
Oh, great to be here, Brian.
And again, listeners, go to thegreenspace.org to get tickets for her event next week.